Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Tuesday, February 7th.
We are on episode 403, and it's also the year of 2012.
Well,
what is that, the dragon?
It's the year of the dragon and 2012, the ending of the world.
The dragon's going to come back and they're going to destroy the world. That's why.
That would be kind of awesome.
It's a very auspicious year.
I don't even think, like, it's not true. Sorry. I mean, there's no really arguing about it. People have predicted the end of the world for, like, since I've been alive.
I love the picture Mark put up, and he goes, the Mayans weren't predicting the end of the world. They were just predicting the day that... The Hobbit comes out.
Oh, I didn't see it. Was it on his Facebook or something?
Yeah, a while ago.
Oh. I really don't pay attention to Facebook a lot.
I thought you were going to say you don't really pay attention to Mark.
No, I pay attention to him. We actually went out to eat this weekend, and he actually tried like three things that I asked him to taste.
Oh, he told us. It's hilarious you say this now, and he's expecting you to say this right now. Uh-huh. We saw him last night because he's been coming on Mondays when we went to go see Drag Race, when we're able to go see it.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing he says is, oh, so did Ricky tell you about this weekend and my food? And we're like, no. And he goes, I'm shocked. Yeah. I'm shocked he hasn't said anything. You guys, you went to a kind of like a Mexican fish place?
It was a seafood place. And
was it a Mexican type seafood place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause it looked
was
like
called El Barco.
It looked like that everything. It looked very Mexican food,
mm-hmm.
even though it was all.
Yeah, it's
fish.
A Mexican place.
Yeah.
And so I was so proud of him because I didn't expect him to eat the stuff that I gave him.
Ceviche? No.
Yeah, ceviche, he ate that. And
no
he was
thanks.
Like, not so bad. I mean, he didn't eat anything else of it, but he was like, okay. And then he ate, he tried like seafood empanadas,
mm-hmm.
and it had like cheese and stuffing in it.
That sounds tasty.
And I think he ate the shrimp one. I don't think he ate the fish one, but he only ate half of it because he said it was too spicy. But I was so proud of him.
Mm.
He was so excited. So that place was fucking crowded as hell, and it was full of rich drug dealers. Like hot drug dealers.
The Colombian.
And how did you know that they were dealing drugs?
Well, the one guy came in and he had a white fur length coat with a neck tattoo and a tattoo inside of his ear, and he was all dressed nice and stuff. And I was like, that's a drug dealer, and he's hot.
Pretty, yeah.
But when I was talking to who was I talking to that told me, if you go there, that's full of drug dealers. And I was like, well, apparently so, because I saw it. Who was I talking to? That was just... Oh my God!
And
we went on Saturday, Sunday.
What was up with the provider's gigantic whole fish? I saw the picture.
Did you see
of that?
It was a whole.
That's
red
disgusting.
It was a giant fish. This wasn't like a small little, like catfish.
It looked like a shark.
It took up a whole like damn platter, not a plate.
It was a snapper, red snapper, and it was deep fried. It kind of freaked me out, but I was like, okay, let me taste it. Even though I've never tasted a fish that has scales on it still. I've never actually ate a fish that its head and tail are still on, and its eyeball was inside. I just
delicious,
fried, but it tasted good actually, and it was covered. I don't know. Well, you probably couldn't tell in the picture, but it was covered in garlic, just all kinds of garlic, and Lauren had guacamole.
Not to say. Seafood? What did she have?
And let's see. Tony had the big fish. I had Cameron's a la Diabla, which is
spicy
shrimp.
Yeah.
Josh, George, and I think Mark all had the same thing, I believe. And Josh does not eat hot stuff. Cannot stand hot stuff.
Apparently.
So George was like, oh, you should taste this guacamole. And he tastes the guacamole. He was like, holy fuck. So good, man. It wasn't guacamole. It was crushed up peppers. But it looked like guacamole. So.
Oh, bless his heart.
That was fun. That was an expensive bill for us all.
I bet.
But it was fun.
At least you saved money on your Eddie Bauer trip before that.
Yes, exactly. And I bought two backpacks too.
Yep. He was telling us about this. I know they were $10 each, but what the fuck did you all buy two for? And don't you have enough bags? Are they that special of bags?
Yeah. No, you know what? No.
Bags are like my
crack.
Yes. And I do give some of them away. So.
Because Mark was even like, I thought about buying it. And then all of a sudden I said, why the fuck would I need to?
I was like, it's $10. You're American. You buy stuff you don't need. That's your job.
Wow.
But we went to go see The Lady in Black.
How was it?
Or The Woman in Black.
Woman in Black.
Yeah. It was pretty good, actually. It's kind of dark.
You don't look very sold.
No.
By the way, I will say this, that Mark goes, obviously, you didn't get Blink if you couldn't get the ending to Lady in Black.
No.
You can't be telling all of Mark's secrets.
No, because he told me that. But I wasn't the only one that didn't get it, the end of it.
You're welcome, Mark.
And I can't say what it is because other people want to see it.
Yeah, we want to see it.
But I thought it was another Sixth Sense situation.
Mm.
And apparently it wasn't.
Gotcha.
It was good. It was scary. It's not like gross scary. It's more like suspicious, ooh, there's a loud noise scary.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, Josh actually, I need to remember to look towards the microphone. And at one point, Josh went, he screamed and was like, and pulled down my shirt. He was so scared. And it was like three times that he did that. One time the elbow got into my rib cage and he kept pushing it in. And then two times he actually screamed.
That's hilarious. And speaking of movies, I cannot wait. And did you see the new trailer for?
I'm so excited.
Super excited.
Seriously, the day the tickets come out, we have to get them. Like midnight showing. I don't know what movie theater we're going to go to see it.
Yeah, that's going to be a really tiring morning when we fly out the next day.
Well, no, but if you see it at midnight, that's on Thursday.
Yes. No.
What time do you fly out?
It's Thursday night.
Thursday at midnight, but we don't leave until Saturday
morning. That's right. We live in. Sorry. Hey.
But what I think we have to do though is we have to
get off your phone
because remember they're on
Fuck you.
We just see it at the IMAX.
That's right. I said it.
At Navy Pier. Because remember, it's only for 1 week only in IMAX.
How do you think that's going to go though?
Don't lose your hat.
And my scarf.
Well, first of all, I'm not excited to see it at all opening weekend because I hate movie crowds.
But
what if we do,
unless we do the Roosevelt, and pay the extra money for the assigned seats.
Yeah.
That's kind of worth it, but I want us all sitting together.
We can. We just have to buy the tickets all together.
One person can buy them and everyone else can pay them back.
Oh, okay.
Quicker than people paid me back
on
the Girl
Scout cookies.
You
choose your seats, actually. It's like at a going to a theater show. You can actually be like, those four.
But you know, as soon as they go on sale, you have to go get them. I mean, you can't wait like a day.
Oh, because
they're going to be sold out.
Oh, God. They're going to be sold out as soon as an hour.
Right. I'm excited. They did show one of her dresses, which is the one I think is the one that she spins in and it turns in. It's originally supposed to be black, right? Her dress is black. And when she turns,
I think so. Yeah.
It turns into fire and it turns red. They showed the red portion of it. So I'm going to know, how that's going to go out.
So excited.
And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, then you're fucking crazy because
did you read it's been the third book?
There's a parody out with Lana Del Rey's song Video Game, but it's called Hunter Games.
It's really...
Or Hunger it's Games, funny. Excuse me.
It's funny. It's I didn't funny. Die, Josh, but it was funny.
Yeah, Josh said
I like how you're die. Talking to him like he listens.
Other people who know Josh.
That's funny because when we went to the theater, I was like, oh, you should listen to episode 401. We talked about you. He's like, how many times did you talk about us? I go, we've talked about you every episode since we told you.
Pretty
just
much.
Get him to listen.
Oh, well, hello to David in Indianapolis. One of my friends now listens while he runs.
Oh, okay.
Now he's not
and I was like,
anymore.
You told me, I was like, who the hell's that? I was like, oh, yeah, I did meet them.
Who's that?
But you didn't really specify. I don't remember names either. So,
well, my best friends, you just know who they are,
right?
Because they're it. So,
right. So, yeah, I'm just gonna blame it on my medication.
It's okay. You were also in a food coma because it was Thanksgiving.
That is true, but I do remember talking about poop for about 2 hours.
Well, of course you do.
That was I like that dinner. It was good. Mm-hmm. Next year you get to use my bladders. I'm so excited.
Yes,
we were gonna use them.
But you said you're not cooking a turkey next year.
So. I probably will.
Well, they'll be able to put them on the put something on them.
I'll probably still cook a turkey.
Good.
I'm just not gonna have two Thanksgivings again.
No.
Well, what's the chances of that happening again anyway? Is that a good chance?
Yeah, because Jason and David may make it a yearly trip up to the Doctor Who convention, which is always that weekend. And my parents had such a good time, my mom and my stepdad, that I'd almost think that they might be willing to come up on a Friday and then for the Saturday dinner. But that would just mean that still, if I did that, I'm either still going to have two fucking Thanksgivings or Jason and David will just come up and not come to Thanksgiving for us.
And we'll just hang out.
Or we'll just hang out, or we'll do maybe Thanksgiving out.
I think you should invite your brother without his wife next time.
You mean my stepbrother?
Your stepbrother, yeah.
Why?
Without his wife.
Because you want to...
Because it's just, it's hotter that way.
They're going to be married by then.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I said wife.
I'll let him know this weekend when I see him.
Oh, do you want to talk about that?
Oh, we can.
Because it hadn't happened when we recorded, right?
No, I was on Death Watch 2012. It happened.
Wait, Death Watch 2012.
And he died.
We didn't have cool sound effects when my stepdad died.
Yes, we did.
Well, you also didn't call it Death Watch 2012. You were a little more...
dramatic, yeah.
Yeah.
A little more upset, I guess. Not as upset, but a little bit more...
You were more
sad.
You were more, I don't know.
Well, I was probably
publicly emotional.
I was probably closer to my stepdad than you were your dad, probably, right?
No, not so much. I was close to my dad.
Oh.
We just weren't best friends.
Right. So, okay.
Anyway, yeah, he died a week ago yesterday. So, yep. So, I'm going to Lafayette on Friday for a memorial service Saturday. And then he was cremated in Florida and then mailed to.
Yeah.
Which but apparently FedEx and UPS won't mail remains, but the public or the normal post office will.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could just lie, you know, like you do when you send someone.
Just an FYI.
It's candy.
Heavy candy.
Yeah. But
20-pound brick of chocolate.
So they, he is being buried at the foot of my grandfather's grave.
Oh, that when my dad died and he was cremated, he was buried on top of my grandfather's grave.
Yeah, I don't know really where the hell they're going to do it, but it's going to be at the foot or on top. Or
right.
It's going to be on in my grandpa's
right.
grave, which is actually a whole hell of a lot cheaper, which is nice. Right. So, and then I'm going to be the executor, which is going to be fun. Because of all the medical bills and trying to figure out how to pay them, what I have to pay and what I don't have to pay. And he didn't have anything, so it's not like there's an estate or anything, but it's still there's an ass ton of bills on life insurance and things.
It's a lot to deal with.
So I'll get to figure that out on Monday with my brother, because he'll be in town with his pregnant girlfriend.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the brother from Florida, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The one that had
the crazy girlfriend.
No. The crazy one was a wife, and he got divorced. He was dating this chick before the divorce was final, and she's pregnant already.
What happened the day after the final?
She already has 3 kids, and my brother has 1. This will make 5 in their fucking home. Condoms, people. Straight people, condoms.
How about ripping your uteruses out?
And this is really bad to say, but I keep trying to tell my brother that, remember, you don't have to marry girls just because you get them pregnant.
Right. This is not 1812.
If you're going to live, if you feel you need to move in, which I don't necessarily think is a bad idea because, you know, you want to raise the kids together and you want to have, you know, you have your responsibilities as a man you need to take care of. But don't get married unless you really know you want to.
I know that this is going to sound really bad and... not really good. I keep knocking something over here. I know it's not moral and I know it's not just, but I really feel like everyone should be, what's the word?
Castrated.
Not cast. Oh, no. I like my penis.
No, castration's your balls.
I like my balls.
You could be chemically castrated and then it can be reversed. I think all people should be castrated until they're like 30 or 35.
No. I would disagree. No, my thing is this. What is it called when you can't produce?
Sterile.
I think you have to become sterile. Like, we should try to develop a drug for women and then the whole reverse vasectomy. Is that right for the guys?
Yeah.
To do that. And then you have to take tests in order to be able to produce children.
Oh, but I have everybody FYI. not have children until 30 or 35. No!
I think you're both stupid.
No. I think it'll help cut down on the population and it'll cut down on the stupid
people.
So then
what happens also, then you're saying, is there probably is going to be some kind of financial thing to the test? Like, do you know how to balance a checkbook? No. No kids.
Well, yeah.
Right. Do you have a job? No. No kids.
That's how it should be.
I don't think the job thing should be considered because a lot of really smart, intelligent people are unemployed right now.
I'm telling you, if you two were in power, it'd be the Hunger Games. Hunger Games will come into life.
No.
Well, first of all the gays would be taken care of. And all the Latino poppies will be taken care of.
You do realize that gay people come from straight people, right?
No. Yeah,
eventually we'll all die out. We'll keep the smart ones to produce only gay babies. Except for every now and then.
We're getting there. The Human Genome Project. They're getting every single gene figured out, and they're figuring out the gay gene. We'll be able to switch it on and off. You're not gay? Oh, now you are.
Well, speaking of gay.
I want to be gay today.
Well, speaking about gay today and getting married tomorrow in California.
It's on my Evernote.
Yeah, he was transitioning.
No, it was a fantastic transition.
That's called a transition, Ricky.
I'm glad you have the notes. But no, looks could kill. Bradley would be dead.
You guys.
Twice.
And you don't know this, but I have to edit the show this week, which is going to be interesting because I haven't done it in a while. But yeah,
have fun with that.
It might be out next week. I don't know. So well, they are. Oh, before we go into this,
stupid.
I have to tell everybody, go back and download episode 401 and 402. Your 402 may have downloaded and 401 may have not. But we were having issues with the website contacting iTunes because iTunes removed a service that we were once able to use called Ping. Just ping them and let them know that you've updated the website, and they removed that function. So thanks to our good friend, UK Steve, sorry, Steve in the UK, okay. he helped us out with it, fixed it, which is awesome. But go back and listen to 401 and 402 just in case you missed why it was so funny that we were, you know, talking about Death Watch 2012.
Yeah.
Okay, back to California.
Gays married. Woo! Prop 8. Unconstitutional.
Overturned. But like an egg.
We still can't,
you can't celebrate because they still can't do it yet.
Well, not only that, but it's not like they came and made a sweeping comment that it is, you know, unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
They are very careful in the way they worded it. So it's not like this could be really used to help a national change on that ruling. But it is a good step, though. I hope it sticks.
I think this is what may happen. Once they realize that all the courts in the state say, no, it's unconstitutional. You can either accept it in the state or we'll go to the Supreme Court of the United States and have it legalized for all the states. And they'll probably go, you know what? California's okay.
No, I just think this needs to be legalized for all the states. It should not. It should not be put up to a popular vote.
No, it's not. No.
It'd be just like just like slavery.
Yeah.
They should treat it just the way as Virginia versus, what was the case with the black and white couple? It was in Virginia. Virginia versus.
Oh.
I should know this. I forget.
I
lived in Virginia. But that wasn't by popular vote. I mean, they overruled that by the court. So it's the same kind of thing, I think.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, when they did the whole. when they did that whole thing, that was a national federal decision, mm-hmm. which is how it needed to be. And if it would have been left to the popular vote, the southern states never would have approved it.
Right.
And there would still be slavery there.
Mm-hmm.
But we obviously all now know that that's, you know.
Well, there's a certain states that would probably be okay with slavery. One of them being, do you need to take that?
No.
Okay.
He can wait.
Who is that?
My brother.
Oh, hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
You should tell him right now.
Reminds me of Arrested Development. Hey, brother.
Right. So then he finds out that I actually do a podcast, which he doesn't know. And then he listens to this one, which I basically rip him and his new girlfriend, a new asshole, about how he needs to wrap his cock.
Better wrap it up.
His cock.
He's a Navy boy.
Ew, no.
Oh, better.
Seaman.
What were we saying?
Prop 8.
Prop 8.
Overturn. Petrol.
National, right? Oh, there's probably a few states that would be okay with slavery still. Probably Texas, Louisiana. What's another? Well, Alabama.
There would be some people, but I don't think.
Alabama.
I don't know.
Arizona. Get those Mexicans.
I love you.
So, let's see. That, I think that's what. There was a few people that said that was what we should talk about.
Yes, so Sater asked.
How do we feel about that? Like marriage in general?
Like, I have a question.
Do you like options?
What do you mean?
Like, options as in like marriage, civil union. I mean, I know it's the same thing, but what if they said, oh, you can be married or you can be civil unioned? Does it matter to you?
They would never say that because no matter what it is, the whole thing is that a civil union and a marriage, they're mm-hmm. both legal binding contracts. So it all depends on how it's defined. No matter what the vocabulary word is, it all comes down to the what definitions that's allowed, which just need to be the same as a heterosexual couple with mm-hmm. all of the tax rights and the health rights and that kind of stuff. But the vocabulary itself matters dipshit to me as long uh-huh. as it carries the same...
the same things.
The same actual legal rights.
It's also only on a state level for federal benefits and everything like that too. It's not going to be accepted
in
right now, right?
Yeah,
no, I was talking about the difference between a civil union and a marriage.
Well, that's right now with the vocabulary.
Yeah,
but in the end, the federal government used civil union, they could still change what that means on a federal level.
Yes.
Right.
But I mean, here's the thing. Even if states said, yes, it's okay, same-sex marriage is good to go, blah, 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 unless it's recognized by the federal government, it's not going to give you any of the federal benefits either.
I know, but that's what we're saying. Yeah. If the Supreme Court overturned it, then it would be the same.
But either way, the vocabulary doesn't matter to me. I don't care. Marriage.
They should just call it fun.
It's not.
I think there's a lot of people that are going to tell you that marriage is not usually fun.
No.
Adventurous.
Being a whore is fun.
Sticking your neck out.
Well, you shouldn't be married if you want to be a whore.
Then you shouldn't. So then you're saying is that you shouldn't get married if you want to have fun?
Right. If you want to have a boring life with nothing more than...
So you don't plan on marrying the provider.
Oh. Mm. Oh. Deep.
I never even, I mean,
you're gonna have
people ask me that all the time, but I never.
Do they?
Not just that, just him. I'm saying, what do I feel about marriage? And I'm
No. Oh. Okay.
My parents went through a divorce. My sister's been through two divorces. I'm not feeling it.
My mom's on number four, but this one's been a good 15 years.
Well, my parents weren't even married when they had me.
Parents weren't either.
I want you. I would totally get married.
I'm a bastard.
I'd have a wedding.
Yeah.
I'd get married. When I was younger, I had my wedding planned. Should have fucking known I was gay in elementary school.
I would have a wedding just to get all the gifts. And then I'd be like, you know what? I'm tired of you. I want to marry someone else.
I feel bad asking people for gifts. I just want to have a big old party.
Is that what your mom did?
What?
I'm kidding. It was a joke.
Oh, I didn't hear.
You're saying, Ricky said, let's replay this. Ricky said, I just want to get married, get all the gifts, and then divorce, and then get married again. And I said, is that why your mom did it?
Four times.
Joking. No, she never had a wedding. I think when she got married to my dad, it was Just with the peas.
Technicalities.
When she got, I don't know how she got married to the abusive second one that was so short. The evil stepfather number three was a, we all, she was engaged and she knew they were going to get married, but we went on vacation to like Chattanooga and all of a sudden a preacher knocked at the front door and we were all told to get our nice clothes on and they were getting married in front of a waterfall and the neighbors were the witnesses.
What?
And my brother and I cried and begged my mom, please don't marry the awful man, please. And she did.
She got married in front of a water fountain?
A waterfall.
Oh, like one from the mountain or man-made?
Man-made. In the mountains of Tennessee.
Okay.
Chattanooga. And then with my stepfather, they got married in his dying mother's room a week before she died in hospice so that she could see him happy one last time. And one of their old hippie friends was a pastor and married them. So she really hasn't had like a wedding for the gifts.
Hmm. If I ever get married, I am going to be one of those people in the department, like anywhere I go, scanning shit. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And if you don't bring anything, you're not invited.
Dude,
man. What? Whatever. I'm paying for their food.
No, whatever. You're going to put, like, you're going to go to Costco with your little gun and be like, I need this, I need this, I need this. You just bought me my dinner. Thanks.
My dinner is going to be pigs in a blanket.
With your new machine.
With your new machine. Crinkle cut fries.
And, I love crinkle fries.
McDonald's apple pies.
Classy. So, go ahead.
How long have we been recording?
Oh, 27.
We should probably end it.
Well, I think one last thing about the...
Oh.
Sater asked, which I think is a fun question. Okay. Since it's legal in California, which celebrity do you want to marry?
Does the celebrity have to marry be living in California?
Well, the marriage... Well, no, but the marriage is only... Probably it's, this whole thing is only legal right now in California.
So that means you have to move to California.
I mean, obviously, listeners, I know there are other states that have this, but I'm meaning for right now.
I would marry...
Because Proposition 8 is the new news.
I would marry Paris Hilton.
Perez Hilton?
Ew, no.
Yeah.
I'm going for money, and that does not have a lot of money. Dirty, not as much as Paris.
Dirty money.
I don't know what male celebrity. Gerard Butler. But he's like tasty. Australian or something, right?
He's probably New Zealand. Even, who knows? He might be a citizen now. Hey, girl, hey. That's who I want to marry. What's his fucking name?
Ryan Gosling.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Ryan Gosling or Ryan...
Is that his name?
No, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Gosling. Oh, but Ryan Reynolds.
No. The guy that's in Drive, Crazy Stupid Love.
Okay.
This needs to be
weird. Ryan.
This needs to be legal in.
Weird. Well, he's different. I think he's hot. He's different.
It needs to be legal in Utah, and I'll marry them both. Become Mormon. Shit.
And I'll just sit over here.
This was so funny yesterday. We were talking about Ryan Reynolds, and the provider goes, "You know who his mom and dad are, right?" And I was like, "Who?" He goes, "Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson," or something like that. And I'm like, "Who?" He goes, "Yeah, Burt Reynolds is his dad." I'm like,
"No.
No, I don't think so." And I went into Wikipedia. He's from fucking like Canada. Not even close. His dad was like a carpenter or something. I don't know.
Well, your provider also buys books at Bartles and James.
Yeah. Y'all, he says stuff that I just look at him like a child. Like, you are so cute.
You look at him like you look at Josh.
Praise
your light.
He has a reason.
Yes, he does.
Josh doesn't.
No. Well, there still is a language barrier on both.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. All right, so... I think we might have a phone call, but I don't want to play the song, so we'll just wait till the next one.
Yeah, we'll play it next.
Because I think this might be the one from last week that was 3 seconds long, and I didn't delete it, so I want to make sure. So we don't have to do the call.
Oh, what I was going to ask you about Prop 8, I was in California when it happened, and I obviously know that you guys weren't.
Were you almost getting married?
No.
You should have been. to go through that hell.
Yeah.
No, because you know how much...
fun?
You know how... the hell they'd have to go through to get divorced, though? I mean, the East Coast ones, you have to move to the state, live there for like 6 months before you can get legally divorced.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's a little ridiculous. Anyway, what I was going to say was, what was your guys' view with the situation? Like, with that whole Proposition 8 situation when it happened? Like, what was your experience?
You mean when it...
When you heard the news, yeah. I was talking to actually...
I don't think I cared. I mean, because it's not like... That's how I mean, I'm kind of like, well, I'm not going to get married anytime soon, so I don't care.
Oh,
see. But, I mean, it's okay if other people want to, but... It's not happening in the state I lived in, Florida, so what does it matter?
I don't know. That's a pretty, I don't know, a stupid attitude.
Well, I know, but if I live in Florida and this vote in California, it's not going to affect me.
It does affect you. It absolutely affects you because...
We had it, well, it was Prop 14 or something, yeah, but and it was totally...
But when those things pass that are a positive, it also helps it get the momentum for other places. And especially since it has to be a state-by-state thing and, you know, everyone's chicken... When things like that happen, it absolutely affects you.
Sorry, California listeners, if you think I'm insensitive.
You are.
But that's how I felt at the time.
And now.
Well, we have civil unions here, right?
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not statewide, though, is it?
I don't think it's just city. I don't think it's statewide.
No. Just the city.
I don't know.
No, it's statewide.
Is it statewide?
It's statewide.
Yeah. It still doesn't have full rights. So.
No.
Yeah, I was just wondering because it's when I talk to people about it that were not in California, it's an interesting comparison because when you were in California, it was almost like the whole community was just devastated, mm-hmm. and it just felt like the wind was knocked out of you. And it was during the time when I was in the Gay Men's Chorus San Diego, and we were asked to we were asked to sing at the this little rally that they had at the center, the LGBT mm-hmm. center, and we were singing this song. I forgot what the song is called, but it's a really great song, and it's talking about you're ruining my serious moment.
Was it?
I don't appreciate it.
Hand in hand.
No.
Was it Swing Low, Sioux Chariot?
No.
No.
It I forget what it's called, but anyway, it's there's a line in it, you can be anybody that you want to be, you can love whomever you wish, blah 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 blah, and it's talking about during it just says some women love women and then some men love men, and
they made
just
t-shirts
the
out of that
line.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. They made t-shirts.
Okay. And I just remember while we were singing that, we had to stop just because everyone, well, during the beginning of the song, everyone was kind of crying and tearing up. But then at that point, everyone started just to like go crazy and cheer. And it was just a really overwhelming moment. Like being on the stage and being involved in something like that in San Diego was just kind of, I was proud to be a part of something like that, but it was just kind of emotionally overwhelming.
I think I would have rather been at Disney World.
God, you're so insensitive.
Asshole. We're out of here. We'll talk more about this later, I guess.
Fucking hate Ricky. Jump off a cliff.
I'll jump off this building.
Good.
I love you.
Well, I guess we're out of here, right?
Yeah.
We'll start another show.
Maybe. If we make it, this may be the last show.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Na 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 was excited that we're doing another show.
Oh, na 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 na.
He sent us some pictures.
Oh, they're so hot. I now have masturbatory material.
I know, right? He's so damn cute.
What?
You're not. Brad's like, he's okay.
You're not there all the time.
What?
I thought you said you like some skinny guys. You thought they were cute. Are you saying Anand is ugly?
I never said that.
Well, your face said it.
I wasn't talking about that. My face wasn't talking about that.
He was he was angry that I was talking about
my face wasn't talking about that.
That I had masturbatory material that it was of someone
else.
Well,
Anand's not a trucker, so you can't really do that.
No, that just means Anand can't see it.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Asshole.
Oh my god, thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkey.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Like, we totally love hearing from our fans. They're like number
you
one.
Can like give us a call at like 206-984-3685.
or text us 863 suck suck sucks. I said sucks. 0377.
Good one. Good one, Mickey. You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Found Monkeys, Way Willie, or James LeRoy FM. Or you can email us at foundmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Hurry this up. I got a lot of
not really.
Good one, baby. So you can also like find us like on our Facebook fan page, like, and us on our Tumblr, like, at foundmonkeys.tumblr.com.
What about MySpace?
No.
Oh my god, you know, some countries don't have the Tumblrs or the Facebook.
Or the maps.
Or the maps.
But they do have iTunes. So head over to iTunes and subscribe and maybe even give us a review. Okay, bye.
Good one.